Hello, I'm with Priscilla Romans today, and she started her company 3 years ago in 2020, Graith. We're going to talk about what she does as an advocate, people that need medical care and assistance, especially during the time of all that stuff that was happening in COVID, where people didn't know who to reach out to and what they needed to be able to go against the system when it was telling them one way, but you know, they're not listening to individual rights and individual autonomy for medical care. So we're going to talk to Priscilla to see what she can do to help many who get trapped in the system. Hi, Priscilla.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you for doing the podcast. So I'm really interested in learning about you and your company. I know you said that you started it just around the time of the pandemic in March 2020. So that had to have been some godly intervention to be able to start it at the right time.
That is a very true statement. It was a God thing. I actually fought God on it for about 6 months.
Wow.
Prior. I woke up about every day. At that point, I was working in a leadership position for a large healthcare a data collection company, and I was running 29 state Medicaid programs for waste, fraud, and abuse for state governments. And I just kept waking up every day going, man, there's got to be something better I should be doing with my life.
Yeah.
And I knew with all of my experience, you know, I started out as a nurse at the bedside in a pediatric intensive care unit, taking care of small little babies with open chests, and you could see their heart. So I been at the bedside, and then I went and got my master's degree in nursing leadership, and I was in different roles. I ran a hospice program, population health. I've even been in leadership positions at some of the big, large insurance companies. I didn't last there very long because I didn't agree with some things they were doing. But all of those things I struggled with in my career, because I just kept going, man, I think there's got to be more people should know about some of this stuff. And
yeah,
I just
was wearing them blind.
Yeah, I had no clue as a nurse and as a mom of four. I just was doing my best, but God just kept kind of planting me in these positions. And now I know at this point, after 3 years of launching Graith Care, will be 3 years in March of 2023, I now know for sure that God had me go through some of the most difficult corporate leadership jobs for a reason. And for me to be able to battle for people and to say, you know what, we can work through this. There are ways around the system, the complex sick care system.
Yeah.
So that's where we are today. 3 years later, we've got almost 30 advocates now. And when I say advocates, a lot of people don't understand what an advocate actually means.
I actually don't even know what it means. So
yeah,
good learning.
It's probably a good place to start. So
yeah.
An advocate at Graith Care. I can't talk about other companies, how they do it, because I do think there are other companies that say they have advocates. And even the hospitals say they have advocates. But I'm going to tell you, at Graith Care, we provide independent patient advocates that are professionals. They have professional backgrounds. They've worked in the system. I understand there's a lot of great people out there advocating on behalf of people. But in my opinion, you've got to have somebody that understands the language of the system. And if you don't, you really can't block and tackle for them. If people go to our Graith Care website,
yeah, and I actually will share that with you.
Right here on the back, it's Graith Care, GRAITHcare.com. And if they tap on the About Us, they're going to see right there some of our advocates. Now, not all of them are listed quite yet. I'm working on some website things. I'm a small business owner. I don't have a website team. I don't have a whole bunch of marketing teams. Like, it's me doing multiple things. So we're going to be adding the rest of the advocates. But the backgrounds of advocates are super crucial for you to know. So if you were to come to Graith Care and go, my mom's in the hospital, I'm really scared, but we had to bring her because she was really getting bad at home and we didn't know what else to do. Okay. We would put you with an advocate that has hospital experience, especially if she's in the intensive care unit, the ICU, you would get one of our intensive care advocates, because those advocates know how to talk to the intensive care doctor. to the full interdisciplinary team, and we understand how to drive results. There are certain things you need to say and do in these environments, and that's exactly why you have a professional advocate that has literally lived in it, been in it, and understands what to say and do, and it is awesome. We just got back an email from one of our clients last week. He called because his mother-in-law, she's 95 years old, and was really, really sick. They brought her to the hospital. He had remembered seeing Great Care on a podcast that was being shared, and he was struggling because his wife was so upset and worried about her mom. So he called Great Care and said, you know what? I've got to get a membership. I need an advocate that can help me because she's 95, but we want to make sure she's getting the best care. So we put Gail, one of our intensive care advocates, on the case. And within 3 days, Gail had his mother-in-law discharging and going back home. Wow. And it was great. It was awesome. And he wrote an email, and I'm paraphrasing what he says without reading it. He said, I just have to tell you what my wife was saying about Gail. Knowing that we had somebody that was telling us, here's the things that are going right. They are doing these things right. However, here's some suggestions of how we need to navigate moving forward and how we get her discharged home safely. And he said at the bottom of the email, he said, you know, this provided me peace of mind. He goes, we have so much peace of mind knowing that we can pick up the phone and call our advocate that knows our situation.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely when, you know, for especially they're vulnerable or don't have a team of people that would advocate for them. So this is perfect. Are you able to screen share? I was trying to upload your website.
Okay, so let's talk about our website here. You might see part of the side of my face. I'm looking at my other computer here. So this is the Great Care website, and we're constantly making updates. There's going to be some really great things that we're actually adding to it soon. But when I talk about connecting with our advocates, you can go right here to the About Us page. You can tap on that, and it's going to pull up. Here's me and my family. I've got 4 kiddos. Gabriel, he's 16, turning 17 soon. Yes, you can pray for me. And then Miss Grace here, she is our 15-year-old, and Elijah's 8, and Faith is 6, going on like 30.
Very beautiful family.
That's my husband here. And the girl's name, Grace and Faith, is where the name Grape came from.
Nice.
So it's my two girls' name put together. But if you look up the word grape, it actually means to prepare and make ready.
Wow. So that was perfect. So you used to be able to, you know, I think God is with you the whole way to try to launch your company. So tell me, more about how advocacy works in the current environment. I'm sure you've probably gotten a lot of calls, especially with the standardized care, and maybe talk about what it means with the standardized care. Are you even allowed to dictate what kind of care?
Yep. And I just kind of scrolled through some of our advocates on this page as well. Yeah. You can see their faces, their backgrounds. It's amazing being able to see who is your advocate. Now, we have double the amount of people than is on this, so I'm going to be updating the website soon.
Sure.
But with when people call us, and a lot of people are calling about the Math Plus protocol, okay? They're like, frontline doctors have this Math Plus protocol. We're telling the hospital that that's what we want. Well, what they have to know is the hospital doesn't work in that realm. They work under what's called ICD code 10s. And they work under orders and diagnoses that relate to that because everything's going through the insurance company. That's how they get paid.
Yeah.
So in order to get anything going for a patient, you have to understand how diagnoses work, how coding works, and you have to understand when is it needed. And by asking and advocating for people to say, for example, we had many people go to the hospital with COVID and they were giving the wrong steroid, the wrong amount in the steroid dose. Well, you need to get the right amount and you need to have the right dosing. So one of the drugs that oftentimes they were using a lot that we felt was better to advocate for was methylprednisone. Okay, it's a steroid. It's an IV dosage. But a lot of the hospitals were giving a weak dose of the other medication called Decadron. So, and the MAMP Plus protocols explains this if you go through some of their detailed information. So the steroid was really going to help, but there's also a lot of other things that would help. High dosing vitamin C, right? That's really important. A lot of the doctors would even laugh at somebody going, you really want that? We don't do that. We don't do vitamin C. And vitamin C, the name of it in the hospital is called ascorbic acid. Mm-hmm. And there's certain dosing with it. So again, you have to understand how to navigate, how to ask certain questions, and you can't do it all at one time. Remember, this is a high stakes negotiation, especially right. when you're dealing with somebody in the intensive care room. Plus, we don't want to be aggressive in these situations unless we really need to pull those cards out, because we have a patient in the bed. They were being isolated. They were feeling stressed and alone. They were in respiratory distress and they were scared. And oftentimes these patients in the bed go, I'm afraid to ask that. Won't they retaliate against me? Won't they treat me bad if we ask for those things? So there is an approach of how to advocate. And that's exactly why we have trained advocates that understand what to say and do. This isn't a mentorship program either. When I'm bringing on advocates, I bring on professional advocates that understand how to take a case and work it and make things happen. Because when you're dealing in those crisis situations, you really have to know what to do. I was a pediatric intensive care nurse. We understood if the patient started to do bad, we knew exactly what to do. We didn't even have to ask the doctor because we knew the protocols and we knew exactly what to put in place and be timely. As an advocate, you also need to understand how to navigate the system all the time. And you also have to be proactive to know what's coming. So a lot of people would even call, well, can't you take my loved one out of the hospital right now? They're going to kill them. Well, let's look at the situation and let's set up a safe discharge plan. For example, a fellow called and said, I got to take him out of the hospital. I'm going up there and I'm taking him out AMA. AMA is against medical advice. Okay. And I said, okay, what's your plan once you get out of the hospital? He goes, I don't know, but they're going to kill him. I said, okay, what are the hospitals around in the area? In case he declines because he's needing high amounts of oxygen, where's he going to go to? Where? And he goes, oh, I don't know that. This is the only hospital in the area. I said, okay, so we need to put a plan in place. Because if you take him out, which is fine, we're okay with you taking him out, but let's put a good, safe plan in place. Because if you get halfway down the road after taking them out and they start to deteriorate, where are you going to go back to?
Right. And they're also assuming their own risk at that point, too. When they start, you know, enrolling in your plan, let's talk about what that steps and process is.
I'll show you right here on the website here. So here on the homepage, if you're just on the homepage and any page, it has an enroll now. We also have down here, it says enroll. We also have all of our pricing right on our website. Imagine that you're actually able to know right away. But if you wanted to enroll, meaning you need an advocate. Now, 90% of our clients that are with us at Graith Care, they're all at home. They're out of the hospital. We do have some that are in facilities getting wound care, getting physical therapy, maybe they're at an assisted living, those type of things as well. So, but the majority are at home, which is good news. And many clients just call us just to get a proactive plan in place. So I say to people, what is your game plan at home? Are you set up for success so you can avoid a hospital stay? Are you set up for success so you can avoid advanced disease? Okay. So you would click enroll now, and this is going to go to how you just get set up. So right here, you would put your first name, your last name, date of birth, male, female. I really want the other to go away, but it's male or female here.
Yeah.
And then email, your phone number, your address, it'll fill in. We have a lot of people across the globe that are filling in. So this is soon going to have an international drop down. But typically they'll put Canada, Australia. We just had one getting enrolled from Italy.
Well, let's talk about the international. So if people are signing up worldwide, do you have a vast network connection to be able to advise them medically?
Yeah, we give them, we have clients currently in Canada, Australia, Greece, Spain, New Zealand, and we just got a call from Italy. So we do have an international advocate that has lots of a very comprehensive cultural competencies, but we also have our U.S. advocates also take those cases if they're a good fit, because the concept for any client here in the States and globally, is matching them with the best fit advocate for different needs. Not all of our advocates are, they're not all built the same. They're different. They have different skill sets. So we have pediatric advocates, neonatal advocates, senior advocates, therapy, meaning physical therapy, occupational therapy. We have advocates that deal with anxiety. We have advocates that are holistic, trained, certified nutritionists with detox protocols at the nutritional level. So when you're, and we even have insurance advocates, okay, for billing issues, appeals, cash price negotiations. So when you're coming to GraveCare, you're getting a team of advocates that can fill in the gap. And the advocates share cases. One advocate will go, I'm taking the insurance part because that's what I'm good at. You do the facility. You help them with all the nursing type stuff. That is team. That is what we are doing here. So when we have international, it's the same as our US, but there are different things we do have to deal with in the system there because of the system that they're under in their healthcare. And we understand that, but we work through them. We have physicians and networking and those other areas that we're connecting our clients to as well. So it's exciting because we have such a figured out mindset that we don't care where it is, how old you are, or what the situation is, we just go to work.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. So this is probably a dumb question, but when you have an advocate, are you giving over like a power attorney for them to make decisions on your behalf, or are they coming up with a plan that you still have to decide on your own?
So a lot of people don't even have a healthcare power of attorney or a medical power of attorney in place. So we do want to help them make sure that is in place and it's up to date. Okay, so that's a really big deal that our advocates do help our healthcare power of attorney. We're advocates. We help them navigate the system. We help make sure that they have everything in place for planning. So we can come alongside of the healthcare power of attorney if the patient is incapacitated, but we really do want to talk with that client specifically to really work on their needs. We need to get down to the root cause of the problem in order to really help people get to a better wellness place.
Yeah, awesome. Once they sign up with your company, is it like a yearly thing? Like how do they maintain?
Yeah, you ask such good questions. And down here on the website, I just want them to also see how many items here. So there's this select one or more services. We have people here that will list, yep, I've got advanced disease. They'll drop down and go, oh my goodness, chronic pain. Yep, I need to talk to somebody about that. I mean, all of these issues, COVID, detox with nutrition, diabetes, current hospital stay, all of these things are the things that have been coming to us. I mean, we have a list of things that we're doing. Now you'll even see AAA and EEE down here. AAA is with Dr. Brian Artis. A lot of people come to us because I've been on his show. We work together very closely and they want his opinion on their situation. Yeah. So the advocate actually will do a comprehensive review of all of their issues. I mean, we're talking all issues need to be put on the comprehensive form. We'll collect diagnostics, labs, all of that will get sent to Dr. Artis and he'll review it. And then he will send them back a personal message as exactly what he thinks they should do. And some of it is amazing, some of this stuff. I mean, we have people coming back going, thank you, Dr. Artis. I got your information last summer when you reviewed it. I'm off of these medications. I'm able to have better quality of life. And thank you. And it is.
I love Dr. Artis.
Yeah.
He's been on, I've done a few podcasts with him. He's a great man. So very knowledgeable, very good at researching things.
Yeah.
So glad to see that you guys partnered.
Yep. So they would just pick the AAA here. And then do you know Dr. Henry Ely?
I haven't met him yet. So tell me more about him.
Dr. Henry Ely and Dr. Artis are really collaborating right now on an antidote approach to the vaccine injuries, because we're getting quite a few that are coming to us going, I have issues. My doctor's not listening to me. I need a different perspective. Dr. Henry Elay actually runs a vaccine injury clinic on the Pacific, and he's helping people in the clinic every day. Well, however, so many other people want his opinion because he talks about the detoxification at the red blood cell level. He believes that you can bring energy back to the red blood cell level and clean that up. For any disease, it's beneficial. For those that got the vaccine and got the spike proteins and it changed your DNA because of the RNA, it's very important to get his approach and Dr. Artis's approach. So they can pick whoever they want, but I've listened to them explain the steps of how they approach the detoxification. And it is spectacular. I mean, they're on, it's a whole new level. You are not going to hear this from a regular medical doctor at all.
For sure. Well, that's the problem. That's why we're, you know, investigating outside the system how to take care of our medical care without having one-sided system that's only going to do one thing. Yes. And they're getting injured, you know, as you know, what's already happened with the COVID vaccine. So there's going to be a ton of people that are going to realize that, you know, they're going to need other doctors like Dr. Artis and Dr. Elay. And you mentioned that Dr. Elay works with red blood cell, which is amazing because, you know, like the Bible says, the life is in the blood. So I would think that if he is really an expert on red blood cells, that that actually a lot of diseases, not just COVID or vaccine injury, but a whole ton of other issues that, you know, if you have an expert, just to know that he is out there doing this type of research.
Oh, that's awesome. So great. Yes, it's so great. And your question about how is it set up in terms of it, we are a membership. So when people come to us, they go, okay, I only need to talk to somebody for an hour. I just need an hour. Right. They can get 1 hour for a membership. That's it. There's no yearly. There's no every monthly fee. I don't do that. I don't care about any of that. I want people to purchase time, and they get that time with an advocate to work through their next steps. So we do memberships 1 hour, 2 hour, 4 hours, and 8 hours. And that's just to get started with an advocacy membership. So we have a gentleman that literally started with 8 hours of advocacy time, the beginning of 2022. That gentleman still has time left from that 8 hours that was purchased. I think he has several hours left, actually. So he only calls when he needs something. He's got his game plan, but he's got him on the plan, his wife, his mom, his kids, a church member. You can have whoever you want on your membership.
Yeah.
So whenever that time is used, it just deducts from the 8 hours. When the time runs out, if you want more time, God bless America, you can get more time. If you don't, awesome. Just come back to us whenever you need help. We don't care. That's what's so great about this. And I don't do any time expiration. Like if you don't use all your time, all of it's gone. I don't do that. Look, people are coming to us for help, and we're going to show up and be there for them when they need help. And there's a peace of mind having an advocate already arranged and ready to go in the time of need.
Perfect. Do you also have like a yearly membership, or is it based on hours?
It's just based off of time. So, and I do tell people if they've got a large family membership that's getting put on all one, I would do the 8 hour package because there's actually a discounted rate on it because the hourly is a little bit more expensive than the 8 hour package. So I'll pop it up right here. I'll go back to our About Us page here and they can go to the pricing tab. Now, there are probably going to be some updates for the pricing tab right now. We're working on those things. So right now is a good time to get started with these pricing because we'll probably make some tweaks here. But all of these things, it shows the discount. Here's the hour, 1 hour, 2 hour. Here's the 4 hour and here's the 8 hour.
So yeah, they can pick whatever. Bad, actually. At 4 hours, that's, you know, that's nothing compared to the life-saving advice that you're going to be working.
Well, we cut a lot of time down for people. And even for the instance of in 2020, when I started this, it was only me. I didn't have a team. I was still working my corporate job as I was trying to figure out how to build Gravecare. I had no clue how to build a business. Now, I knew operations. I had a lot of great leadership experience, but I never actually built my own business. And on a scale that I was thinking was going to happen, I really wasn't even thinking that I would need this many advocates. All I knew is there was a great need. People were very confused about how to navigate. There was a nice couple that came out of church down here. I'm out of Dallas is where I'm located.
Okay.
They called and said, "Hey, Priscilla, I don't know if you do this, but I know you're just starting your company. Can you help my 5-year-old? The 5-year-old needs surgery." And we went to the emergency room 3 times. Every time he was in lots of pain, but they didn't know what was going on. On the 3rd time, the emergency room doctor said, "Oh, he needs a hernia repair. And yeah, you need to go to this surgeon and go get it done. No big deal." Parents said, okay. They took their child to this pediatric surgeon. Surgeon said, "Yep, I can do that surgery." It went to the billing department because they had insurance, and they called him and said, "Oh, we can't do that surgery because you're on a certain type of insurance that won't cover that because it's considered an elective procedure." Now, you can do the procedure, but it's probably going to be around $40,000, maybe more. We really don't know for sure. Get billed. So they called me and go, "Look, we've gone to the emergency room 3 times already. We've paid the copay each time. And now they're telling us we can't get the surgery done. And we're going to go into medical debt because we don't have that type of funds when those bills come. What do we do?" I was like, "Well, we're not going to go through insurance. We're going to go cash price shopping. I'll find you a surgeon, an anesthesiologist, and a facility to get it done."
Wow.
And they go, "What?" I said, "Yeah, there's ways of getting this done. You understand that insurance isn't sometimes the right thing to use for that situation. Yeah. There's different things people can do, and they need to understand their options. I'm okay with using insurance. If it's better and less costly for the person in need, great, use it. But in the event like this situation, it was going to put them into medical debt." I said, no. We're going to get
that price shopping is really a gift, because that's, especially if you're not, you know, having to pay for yourself, and to know that there's actually facilities and surgeons and doctors that are able to do it without insurance, and you're comparing and price shopping. So I think that's really good that you're able to do that.
Yeah.
Another question that I have was that since you are international, does the pricing would reflect somebody, let's say in Africa, that needs an advocate, or is the pricing the same for?
So we put through the pricing the same, and it converts to wherever they're at actually. So like when they're in Canada, when they go to use their card, you know, there's other methods of payment that we can also do to avoid any card charges that we do. We give them multiple options for that. So there's ways of making that happen and so forth. And just one point on that last case I was telling you about, that the whole cost of that ended up being $6,000 to do all of that for the kid. Can you imagine?
It's well worth it to have an advocate that you just saved yourself $20,000-$30,000. So that's
they're believers in grave care. Let's put it that way.
Right.
So, well, so did that answer your question about payment?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has payment. We do use WhatsApp, of course, to talk to some of our international clients too, to help because of the international, fees and those type of things. We're trying to be as creative as possible.
Let's say there's like an emergency situation. They just learned about your company and they want to like, okay, I need help now.
Yeah.
Are they able to just sign up and get quick help as like within hours?
Yeah. Oh yeah. So if they were to enroll today, they most likely will get a call within a couple hours at the most. Now, sometimes, like if they enroll at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., they'll get a call the next, you know, that next morning time frame for sure. But if people are in urgent need, the one thing on this website I don't have is Dr. Artis and Dr. Elay's fees, which will be up here soon. It's a separate fee to get their review with the advocacy time. And then also there's an after hours. So we have a lot of clients that call in crisis mode. They call on the holidays, they call on Friday afternoon, they call on the weekend going, "The doctor's office is closed, here's what's going on, I don't know what I should do, what do we do?" And there's an after hours they can actually purchase as well. And we don't want to use a lot of that after hours if we don't need to. We would really like to work within the regular business timeframe, but I pay my advocates to take phone calls at 10, 11 o'clock at night, right? I mean, Who's going to get that?
Yeah. I think, you know, it's a good service that you have. And then you have the two doctors. Are you planning on adding more physicians? That
I don't want any more, to be honest. Most people can go see a traditional doctor. Dr. Artis is a retired chiropractor. He just has a different viewpoint. And Dr. Henry Elay is a naturopathy doctor with an engineering background. They just offer a different perspective that most people are just never going to hear. So there's a bonus to that. So we believe in all options at Grave Care. I believe in using the traditional system for the good of it. And we also believe in the holistic alternative. Of course, we all want to be as natural as possible. But there are some instances that we need to utilize the strength of the traditional healthcare system. And we just don't need to live in fear. And that's why you have an advocate. It makes it so much easier.
For sure. I mean, I think that's your gift right there, is that when you are in the system and you don't know what to do, that's when you need an advocate. And I think this is the first time, you know, as I learn more about this today, I feel like this is like something that's going to do well for you and your company. Especially in times like now where people have like realized that, you know, they need somebody more to fight on their behalf. So are there other examples that you want to provide as to how specifically it would help people if they were to sign up today?
Yeah. Look, we've got a very complex situation we're dealing with in the healthcare system. The fear is very, very high, and the anxiety. So what I want to tell people is, just get an hour of advocacy. At least know what we do. We can review your current game plan. If you've got ailments or worries that you're like, oh, I'm not really for sure I'm feeling this. Do I push it off? Do I do something about this? That's probably one of the best times to get an advocate, to be proactive. Do not wait till you're in crisis mode. It is going to be more expensive and more complex if you keep delaying your healthcare needs. And over the last 3 years, we had so many people call us going, I didn't want to go to the doctor because I didn't want to wear a mask. I was afraid they were going to do this. They were going to make me get the jab. I just didn't want to go, but I had this pain. I know I needed this surgery. People were delaying their healthcare. So now we're unraveling from that mess. And we're dealing
I'm one of those people. I can feel all
you need an advocate. We cannot delay your healthcare. I'm telling you, it is not a smart idea. We can be proactive. There are things, I'm telling you, thyroid issues that were really getting bad, hormone issues. And none of these had to do with COVID. None of them had to do with the jab. None of them had to do with COVID. There's thousands of other diagnoses out there people are dealing with.
Yeah.
So we need to also pay attention to those people. Or let's say, for example, the mom is in a facility and the facility's mistreating them. You need an advocate.
Yeah, I think, you know, for having at least 4 hours, that's a very reasonable price to save them, potentially their lives, and having that plan set in place.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of media on here. There's resources here that I put on the website too. Recommendations, Protocol Kills, they have tons of great information. There's a hospital bill eraser that we actually worked through as well. We had a gentleman in Ohio that went to Cleveland Clinic in Ohio, which is a large center, was in the emergency room for 2 hours, was billed $13,000, and they didn't do anything. And he has a $0 bill now because he got options. So there's lots of great resources right off of here. We're looking at this different. We are not doctors. Us advocates are not doctors here. We don't diagnose. We do not write prescriptions. We advocate and we say, here's your next steps. If you need to go get this, here's your next steps for this. If you need a script, if you need a good diagnosis, here's what you do. We're even dealing with pathology questions. Wow. People are coming to us going, my loved one died. I need to get a pathology, but I want to make sure I'm getting everything done. Well, through the work that I've had to do the last 3 years, unfortunately, we've had to understand pathologists. And some of these pathologists are not doing a good job and their costs are outrageous. But we have determined that there are better options even for pathology because people want answers.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that sounds awesome that, you know, you can at least give them different plans and different, even to negotiate rates and, you know, to look all that stuff up. So as your advocates, are they like state by state or does it matter where they actually are?
No, for us, it doesn't matter. All we care about is that they actually have experience. They're professionals within their background. They've got to have skin in the game. They are not advocates with grave care if they do not know how to make things happen. This isn't a mentorship program. I don't have time for a mentorship program. We got real people's needs and lives on the line. So advocates are everywhere. They're here in the States and internationally. We are growing right now. I'm not bringing on any current advocates right now, but I do have a pipeline of over 100 advocates that are waiting to join grave care, but I'm not bringing any of them on yet until that way I have my current team fully loaded with a caseload where they can actually be financially stable. This is a brand new business, a brand new service with options, and I want to take care of my team because they have been so loyal and so great. And then I think we'll probably double in size because our volume, we're getting multiple phone calls every single day, multiple enrollments every day, all throughout the night. I'll wake up and look, we'll have a list of people that enrolled overnight. And then
you guys are going to do very well because this is at the right time at the, you know, where medical system got broken and you stepped in. So, and if, you know, God has definitely prepared you from your past jobs to be able to handle this. So I wish you much success, and I don't think you'll even need any luck. I think people are going to be able to find you, and they're going to need this at some point in their lives, and they're going to know that there's a place to go. So I'm very happy to be able to meet you and talk about your company. Is there anything else that you want to share about yourself or your company in particular?
Yeah, just connect with us on all social media. We're on Facebook still. YouTube took us down, but we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Gab. Also have a Telegram channel as well. I do have a Rumble channel, and we are doing videos, testimonials. So if you go to Great Care, you can connect and follow and share. Just healthcare sucks, and we say just get an advocate. God has been so good through this. I have so much hope on knowing all of the options out there. It is simply amazing when you know that there are so many great things out there. So we don't have to live in fear. God is so good. He's always provided. And it's a battle, but we better battle in the faith mode to know, you know what? Let's take that first step. And I would just say, give us a ring. Find out if we can help you. I bet you we probably will. And I'm super excited to have you part of the Grave Care family.
Yeah, definitely. I will share all your links when you give me a chance to send them. I will post it for sure. I will definitely post your links on, including Rumble, which I think it would be great for them to be able to hear the testimonial firsthand.
Yes. Oh, there's some great testimonials out there. Look at Molly and Jim's. They were one of my first. Go to all the way the first video, and you'll see Molly and Jim. We flew him out of a huge hospital up in the Dakotas. We flew him out because all he wanted to do was intubate him. We got him to a different hospital, got different protocols going. He is back home with his wife and family, and he is working his recovery plan. So there are miracles out there.
Yeah, I even spoke to, firsthand people who went through this with the protocol, the COVID protocol, and how devastating, and they lost their loved ones because of it. So I think, you know, they would definitely, if they knew better to be able to find somebody like you, they might have had a different story. So I am very grateful that you have this company going, and I wish you nothing but success.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day, and we'll talk soon. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.